Yeah, there's a real difficulty with no public agency taking responsibility for managing our river network. And as a result of that, particularly in Donegal since the August flooding, where there was massive damage done to a lot of rivers, and indeed rivers were put completely off course, we've seen a situation where no one has taken responsibility since. Neither the OPW say it's not a matter for them, and then the local authorities say it's outside their remit as well. And then the local landowners whose land the river runs on also are not in a position to actually alter the course of the river or indeed do the repair work that's necessary. Now, this isn't acceptable at all. It has been an ongoing problem. It's particularly acute in Donegal because of the amount of damage that we had done as a result of the August flooding. I've raised it with the Minister for the OPW, Boxer Moran, on a couple of occasions, and there still hasn't been a clear response from the Minister or the Government that actually will ensure somebody can take responsibility for it. And we now need to see them actually grasp that nettle. And between the OPW working with the local authority to ensure that there is a responsibility assigned to someone, and also then a budget put in place to ensure that the damage that was done can be repaired, and also that we can do the work necessary to ensure that we're properly repaired to manage any floods in the future. Because as things stand, there's a lot of rivers blocked, and a more minor flood now could do a lot of damage than would have been the case before.
Now, albeit there is an ongoing delay, but nonetheless, the CFRAM's report is due to be published. Are you hopeful that perhaps maybe this might shed more light on it?
I think it's important that the CFRAM's, the Catchment Flood River Management report, which has been done for a lot of flood catchment areas, it's important that that's published soon. But it's a separate issue, because this comes down to who's actually responsible for actually maintaining waterways and maintaining rivers. And that is something that the government must grasp as of itself, because we need somebody whose responsibility it is to manage rivers, working with the landowners to ensure that they can be protected, and also where damage is done, that can be repaired. So the government must get to grips with this. There's too many people who've been left in limbo as a result. There's many areas which are very concerned that a future flooding incident, because of the fact rivers were damaged and not repaired afterwards, that it could lead to property damage again in the future. And we must see a situation where the government gets the grips with that, understands this is a problem, and actually puts in place a clear outline as to whose responsibility it is, so that work can be got on with.